Boker Ora Botai. Just one clarification of a halakha. Question is asked, what is the obligation when it comes to ladies, when it comes to tefillah? What's their responsibility? First of all, are they obligated to pray at all? And if so, then what is the extent of the obligation? The sugya begins on the Gemara Berachot Daf Chaf. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that while ladies are peturot from Kiryat Shema, but the Mishnah says v'hayavot b'tfilah, that they're obligated to pray. So the Gemara comes along and says, why are they obligated to pray? The Gemara's language is because tefillah is rahamim. And what? Only men need rahamim and ladies don't need rahamim. They don't need mercy. And therefore, Rashi goes out of his way to say that even though tefillah is the Rabbanan, but since it's rahamim ninu, when the rabbis established the inyan of tefillah, they included the ladies as well. Now it would seem that Rashi is telling you right away tefillah is the Rabbanan. We know that's referring to the three tefillot as well as all the Rabbanan. And that she's telling you that that's the proper girsa and the Gemara. Tefillah rahamim ninu. So the chaurah, they should be obligated to pray all the tefillot that the rabbis instituted in order to bring mercy upon themselves. And that indeed is shitat Rashi. Tosfot, the same thing. However, Harambam, when he quotes Hilchot Tefillah, he uses a lashon that when it comes to ladies, the reason why they're obligated to pray is because tefillah is a mitzvah deoraita, and any mitzvah asim deoraita shelo hazman gerama, that's not based on a time, that has no time constraint, so ladies are obligated. It seems that according to Harambam, clearly seems he argues on Rashi, he holds tefillah is deoraita ul'ovdo b'chol lebabchem. And he says, in the Torah, there is no time for that prayer. You could pray it any day or any time of the day. So therefore, from Harambam, it seems that the obligation of ladies would be once a day. Because once you're going to get into the other tefillot, the two tefillot, there's a time to it. No, we're talking about the one tefillah that's not bound by time. It comes out, we have a fantastic Ma'alokat Lishonim, which is actually based on the girsa that they have in the Gemara Berachot Daf Chaf. Harambam's girsa did not have Rahamim Ninhu. And Maran in the Bet Yosef brings both girsaot down. So in the Bet Yosef, you don't know how Maran holds. Does he hold tefillah Rahamim, therefore ladies are obligated to be tefillot? Or does he hold, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because the mitzvah aseh shelo hazman geramah, therefore to be only obligated one. So you have to wait to answer that question until you get to Shulchan Aruch Or Haim Siman Kuvav. And in the first halakha, Maran clearly writes, "Benashim ayavot betfilah mishum dehavim mitzvah aseh shelo hazman geramah." He took the opinion of Harambam the way he said the Gersa and the Gemara. Therefore, Maran's opinion seems very, very clear that you're only obligated, ladies, to pray one tefillah a day. Okay, a great ramification comes out of this. The Magen Avraham says, based on this, if you follow Harambam's opinion, the one tefillah is not an established Amidah. When it says, ul'ovdo b'chol lebabchem min ha-Torah, what are you obligated to do? Not to pray the Amidah. There was no such thing as an Amidah min ha-Torah. Amidah was established by the Anshei Kriyas Gedolah. And therefore, what's this one tefillah that you make a day? You can praise that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Modani Lefanecha, Melech Hai V'Kayam. So he says, based on this, the ladies can get up in the morning, say Berchot HaShahar, give a praise to God of some sort, and in the Torah they fulfill their obligation. He says, and from here we have the minhag of the ladies that they really don't pray. They do that, and that's how they satisfy their obligation to make one sort of tefillah mid oraita every single day. I should point out that Hakam of Ayala Vashalom brings them again of Abraham, but he still says that even according to Shitat Rambam, they should pray in Amidah because there's Sodot in the Amidah and there's Kavanot in the Amidah, and even Rambam says the proper way to praise is Shebach first and then bakasha, and then hoda. There's a structure that you want to follow. So even so, they should pray the one amida, and he prefers them to pray shahrit as opposed to minhag arbit. Although they could choose to pray whatever tefillah they want, including arbit, if that's the one that they choose to pray, but they only have to pray one a day. That's the opinion really of Acham Avadya, which makes a lot of sense because he's reading, you know, Maran. Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, but our custom is that we pray, the ladies pray three tefillot a day or two tefillot a day, and because arbit is reshut, but for sure two tefillot, and he says clearly why, because tefillah is rahamim ninu. And since tefillah is rahamim ninu, therefore why shouldn't they pray all the tefillot? Strangely enough, Hacham ben Sion, alav hashalom, in order Sion, in Chelek Bet, I think it's Daf Ayin Vav, comes along and says, question, how many tefillot should the ladies have to pray a day? And his answer is, without a doubt, three tefillot a day, including if they want to pray arbit. Also, they should pray three tefillot, and finish. That's his conclusion. Tefillah rahamim ninu. Kamavadya alav hashalom, in Yabiya Omer, when he critiques the Odle Tzion, so on Daf Ayin Vav, Mash Katav Arab, and he goes to town. He says, it cannot be to say that according to Sfaradim, ladies would have to pray three times a day. Maran didn't give the reason of Rahamim. Maran went out of his way to give the reason of Mitzvat Aseh Shazmen Geramah. And he comes along and he rejects the epistle. Comes along, we have a big machlok to Rechem Ben Sion and Rechem Avadya, and how many tefillot ladies are obligated to pray on a given day. It should be pointed out that there'll be now another nafkaminah seemingly in this big argument over here. Recently a lady asked a question. Her custom is to pray every day shahrit. And she prays also minha. Either she has the custom of Hakam ben Sion and Bashaul to pray two or three tefillot a day. Even according to Hakam Avadya alav shalom, Hakam David brings it down in Halakha Berurah, is not feeling well, the Hakam. He says that, you know, if a lady wants to do it, she could do it. She's not mandated to pray three tefillot, but listen, even on a bum would agree, tefillah is lahamim ninu, so if she wants to do it, they have nashim tzadkaniyot, you know, they have nothing better to do, they want to pray three times a day, matova manaim. So even the Hakam Avadya's school allows them if they want. Chaim David even goes further. Chaim David says even if they want to pray musaf, which is a big hadush, because musaf, it's got nothing to do with lahamim. And clearly musaf is bound by time of the korban. But he comes along and he says, even if a lady feels good to pray musaf, he says, because you can't really tell me that it's really totally based on the korban, because if that's the case, then a man less than 20 years old should not pray musaf either, because he's not part of the ma'asit ha-shekel, which pays for the korban musaf. Only people that are participating in korban musaf, that's a slach sevara. So he wants to say that musaf Rosh Chodesh, if they want to, they could pray. Chaim Avadya's opinion is Musaf Rosh Hashanah, they should pray. They should pray, because Musaf Rosh Hashanah is Rahamim. It's a different type of Musaf. It has with the Pesukim and Kriyot. Nonetheless, put that on the side. The Sheila was asked that a lady had the custom to pray Shacharit Minha every day she prays. She doesn't miss. That's her custom. And she missed Minha. She wants to know, does a lady have Tashlumin? Can a lady pray Arbit Shetayim? That's the question. Well, first of all, regarding this tefillat arbit shtayim, if she missed mincha, clearly the Mishnah Berurah gives a case where a lady prays arbit shtayim. His case is in Esa Megimal. In Esa Megimal, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where a lady has to light the candles in Nerot Shabbat, and she didn't pray mincha yet, and she doesn't have time to do both. So either she's going to pray mincha and miss the time of the lighting of the candles, or light the candles and miss mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah is posek, light the candles and then pray arbit shtayim. Talking to the lady. Chaim Avadya argues on that opinion, but for different reasons. But again, you see the Mishnah Berurah holds that there's an inyan by a lady to pray arbit shtayim. And therefore, Chaim Ben Sion al Mishlam says the same exact case in order to Chedek Bet. If a lady misses mincha, nadai she should pray arbit shtayim. He says a big chadush. He says, even though really ladies are not obligated to pray arbit bichlal, because tefillat arbit reshut, and even though the gabe the men, we accepted it as a chovah, but not the ladies. But in this case, the ladies have to pray arbit to pray minha, because you're only allowed to pray the tashlumin agav another tefillah. So it's an unbelievable trivia question according to Acham ben Sion. When do we say that a lady is obligated to pray arbit? Normally, Acham ben Sion would say she doesn't have to pray arbit. For a lady, it's the shoot. She'll be obligated to pray tefillat arbit in a case where she prays mincha and she missed mincha. Now you have to pray. Although I had a question on that, and I don't have a good answer. L'cha'ora, you have to pray your tefillah tashlumin al gav tefillah hayuvit. And this is not a tefillah hayuvit for a lady. So how you praying? I saw actually Acham Rav Yashiv wanted to have a habit. He doesn't say this l'maskan. Now he wanted to say that in such a case, maybe the lady should pray shahrit shtayim. Because the Gemara says you have to pray agav the next tefillah. Next tefillah means the next tefillah hayuvit. And since for a lady, the next tefillah hayuvit is sha'arit, for sure according to Ashkenazim, so maybe that's a case where l'chatayla you tell him to pray two tefillah later, but then it comes out and not like the Rosh Hashanah said, not like the Rosh Hashanah said, if she misses mincha, she prays arbit twice. Nonetheless, Acham ben Sion clearly says ladies have tashlumin as well. And Acham David in the Halakha Berurah also says that if a lady has the custom that she accepted upon herself to pray three times a day, or two times a day, so, and she missed the tefillah, which is very common, by the way. The ladies in the winter, for example, they have a custom to pray mincha every day, and the time is short in the winter, and they have a carpool, and there's traffic, and they come on, and they miss mincha. So that comes out of that case. Even Acham David's modeh, that the tefillah tashlumin is shayach by a lady. So Rabotai, again, the lesson being over here, that even if you follow Hakam Avadiyah, which is what we follow, but you have to tell your wives at least one Amidah a day. And preferably that should be the Shaharit. If Shaharit doesn't work for them, okay, they could pray a Minha, or even a, I mean, if that's going to be their one Tefillah, but at least they should pray one Amidah a day.